There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk to Harry Horton, joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. Harry, good to have you back on.
Good evening.
Let's start with President Trump and President Macron of France, Harry. And I guess what is remarkable here is, I suppose, the influence that President Macron perhaps could be seen to be having on President Trump. But there's certainly a relationship, I think, developing.
Absolutely. A very unexpected, strong relationship. President Macron arrives in Washington later today. He'll spend 3 days here in Washington, meeting with President Trump and meeting with other lawmakers as well. And as a symbol, I suppose, of the strength of the relationship between the two men, Macron will be attending the very first state dinner that President Trump has hosted in his 15 months as president so far. They do have a very strange and unexpected sort of relationship. Their political views could be described as being opposites. I mean, Donald Trump, of course, has these protectionist, nationalist policies, whereas Macron of France, he's very much a globalist. And there's also a huge age difference between the two men, more than 3 decades in age difference. But perhaps they've bonded over their unexpected political wins. Of course, Donald Trump was a huge upset when he became president here in the United States, and the same for Emmanuel Macron. He was almost unheard of a year before he became president, and yet managed to propel himself into that role. Their friendship really got off to a good start when Emmanuel Macron invited President Trump to attend the Bastille Day celebrations in France. President Trump absolutely loved that trip and speaks about it on many occasions when he's meeting with other world leaders, and he himself wants to host a similar military-style parade in Washington now as a result of being so impressed by what he witnessed in France. And the other thing with Macron is he's able to position himself such that he can criticize some of Donald Trump's positions, particularly on climate change, for example, and yet maintain that strong relationship with the U.S. president. And he's very unique in that regard. Now, in terms of issues they're likely to discuss this week, we know they're going to talk about tariffs towards Europe and possibly an extension of a waiver on steel and aluminium tariffs for European Union countries. They're also likely to talk about joint military operations around the world as well. And then Macron will go on to address the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, where he'll talk to around 600 lawmakers there. Later in the week, Angela Merkel of Germany will arrive, and Donald Trump has a very different relationship with her. You might recall the last meeting between the two of them, where there was that awkward shot of Angela Merkel reaching out to shake Donald Trump's hand and him appearing to ignore it. He certainly has a less warm relationship with her on a personal one-to-one level. They don't seem to get on as well, and President Donald Trump doesn't view Germany as favorably as he does France. They're both likely, though, Merkel and Macron, to bring up the same sort of topics with President Trump. So a big week for U.S. relations with Europe this week.
And Harry, we now have sort of come to know the shooting in Nashville as the Waffle House shooting, but it seems the person the police are looking for is still on the loose.
Absolutely. The manhunt's still ongoing. Police say there is a gunman on the run in the in the area around Nashville. They say he is armed and dangerous, and police have put out a reward for any information on the suspect. They say it's a 29-year-old male, Travis Reinking, who apparently recently moved to the area. He is now on the state of Tennessee's most wanted list. Now, he's accused of shooting and killing 4 people in the Waffle House restaurant in the early hours of Sunday morning. And he reportedly fled the restaurant without any clothes. Police have raided several homes over the course of the weekend, but have so far not managed to find anything. We've also been hearing details about the incident itself and about one of the men who is being called a hero by many in the U.S. here. He's 29-year-old James Shaw Jr. He managed to wrestle the gunman and managed to take off him an AR-15 rifle. And he's credited with saving numerous lives in that restaurant. He grabbed the gun from the suspected shooter, threw it over the counter of the restaurant, and it was at that point that the gunman chose to flee. This man, James Shaw Jr., he suffered suffered a gunshot wound and several burns. And he's admitted that he wasn't actually trying to save anyone's life. He says, look, I was just trying to get myself out. I saw the opportunity and pretty much took it. But many in the restaurant say that because of his actions, they're still alive today.
It's a remarkable character he is. Another story, and this popped up a few hours ago. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I did see the headline, and it is, well, there's rather more to it. Here's the headline, Harry. Woman fined for carrying apple onto plane. What are the details?
Yeah, pretty remarkable story. So this is a passenger who says she's now facing a $500 fine from the U.S. Customs after a free apple she was given as a snack on the plane was found by customs officials in her bag. Now, you might know, if you've ever traveled to the United States, that when you come into land, you have to fill out a customs form and declare any items that you have on you of certain value. And another thing you have to declare is any agricultural items, any fruit and vegetables that you have in your possession. Now, this woman reportedly failed to do that. Her name is Crystal Tadlock. She was traveling to the United States from Paris, and she says that she was given a free apple on her Delta Airlines flight, and it was given to her in a Delta Airlines bag. Now, she wanted to save this apple for her onward journey on her next flight within the United States. But when her bag was searched by customs officials, they discovered this apple, and they gave her an on-the-spot $500 fine. Now, she says that she must decide, her options are to decide whether to pay the fine or to try and fight this penalty in court. She's told a local newspaper that she wants to take the case to court. There's been no comment from Delta Airlines so far, other than a statement they've issued saying, we encourage our customers to follow U.S. customs and broader protection protocol. So I'm sure there'll be more to come from this story as we hear how that court case goes out in the next few weeks.
And this final story, Harry, Canadian singer Shania Twain has got herself into a bit of hot water making comments about the US president.
Yeah, she gave an interview with the Guardian newspaper over the weekend. And as you say, she is a Canadian singer, not a U.S. citizen. She said, though, if she was a U.S. citizen and if she could have voted in the 2016 election, she would have voted for Donald Trump. She said that she appreciated his honesty. She said she would have voted for him even though he was offensive because he seemed honest. Do you want straight or polite? Now, after her comments in that interview, she was met with criticism from many of her fans and many others on social media. So she's now apologized and says the comments were not representative of her values. The question caught me off guard, she says. I regret answering this unexpected question without giving my response more context. But it shows just how toxic President Trump is still viewed by many around the world. Many celebrities and international figures feel they are unable to comment on him or unable to offer any sort of praise of him because he is viewed so controversially. And Shania Twain, the latest person to be caught up in that.
All right, Harry Horton is in Washington, D.C. Appreciate it, Harry. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
It is a remarkable story, that, I think. No less remarkable than the Apple story. The Apple story, that's going to cost her 1,835 dirhams, something like that.
I know, but then also at the same time, you have to be aware. I know that when you travel to Australia, you have to be super careful about that. Empty everything out of your pockets. If you maybe even had a snack, you didn't finish it, even if it's a chocolate bar, just don't bother, it's not worth it.
You would think, though, wouldn't you, if you were given an apple on a plane by the airline that you land with and you have a boarding pass and they put two and together, I mean, it seems $500...
Not really, though, because it's not really their problem, is it? If they have a policy of giving out
the apple, they're flying apples all over the world.
If they have a policy of your lunchbox coming with an apple or whatever it is, the snack that they give you, they make it very clear. Every country has different rules. Every place you go to, you have to. It's your responsibility. You can't go, oh, I didn't know I was breaking the law here because nobody told me what the laws were.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know that I couldn't take an apple into America. That seems a bit ridiculous. If I was given an apple on a flight from Paris to the US, and I thought, oh, I'll just save that for later, I'll eat that at the airport, I wouldn't have a clue that I couldn't take the apple into JFK or wherever.
When you fill in the form and it says, are you carrying anything like cheese, milk, fruit, vegetables, you would go, oh, I've got that apple in my bag, I better take it out. Or you'd tick the box that said that you did have one.
No, I wouldn't. I genuinely wouldn't. I would have thought that when you get there, rather than on the spot fine, they would just say, well, I have to take the apple off
but
you
she
and
mentioned
destroy
it. She mentioned it to someone, and that's where the whole hoo-ha came.
Oh, I just think that's... okay, so there's a bit more to it. I mean, that's what Harry said, actually, to be fair. There is a bit more to that story. Mm. It will unfold before our very eyes.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.